Disney Touchstone Pictures and B-Sky-B present Race to Witch Mountain, starring Dwayne Johnson as Jack Bruno, Anna Sophia Robb as Sarah, and Alexander Ludwig as Seth. Also starring Carla Gugino as Dr. Friedman and Kieran Hines as Henry Burke. Flying saucers fly through the air.
I've never seen that
horizontal.
A little saucer.
A newspaper headline reads, "Saucer outflew jet." There is also an article on Project Blue Book.
You're amongst today.
Headlines read, RAAF captures flying saucer on ranch in Roswell region, and Air Force denies presence of UFOs in Roswell.
Visiting our planet.
Something happened. I know what I saw, and it was not a
UFO.
Another headline reads, President Ronald Reagan, we must prepare for an alien invasion.
We were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
President Bill Clinton also speaks.
If the United States Air Force did recover alien bodies,
unless the military proved me wrong, what I saw was an alien spacecraft.
More alien sightings.
One UFO sighting.
There's more than meets the eye. UFOs are manifesting themselves to people.
What we're talking about is the greatest cover-up in the history of mankind.
The Earth from above, a UFO heads towards it in a space control room on Earth.
Track now. Zero match with anything on our database. It's maneuvering. We're registering impact.
The UFO lands near Las Vegas.
Get me Henry Burke. Now.
Hey, you think this is it? This is the real deal, right?
You'll learn.
Three men in suits approach a helicopter pilot in the uniform.
Squadron equipment locked and loaded. I rerouted local law and media.
Impact was 8 minutes ago. How long until we land?
Three helicopters fly quickly over a mountain near the Las Vegas Strip from above. A man with dark hair and a goatee beard is driving a taxi. He puts it in park and looks towards a red convertible with a young woman and older man inside it. In the back, someone in a stormtrooper outfit struggles in. Another stormtrooper gets in.
Imperial droid, drive your Geonesian starfighters to planet Hollywood.
The taxi driver, Jack, grabs their toy guns and pulls down his sun visor. A sign reads, "No weapons allowed." At the crash site, the three men in suits survey the scene with lots of other people. They are all in protective bodysuits. With torches, they see small fires and then look up to something big.
Awesome.
extend the perimeter. No one gets in, nothing gets out.
A woman gets in Jack's taxi.
Planet Hollywood, please. They've got everything here. This place is truly like being on another planet. With all this to see every night, you must never get bored.
They drive past buildings advertising a UFO expo and a ticker sign reading, "You'll Believe." They pull up outside the UFO expo.
Welcome to the nut job convention.
I understand your reaction. They certainly aren't helping our cause.
Our cause?
Educating the public on the legitimate possibility of life on other planets. As a matter of fact, I'm giving a lecture on astrophysical anomaly detection at the nut job convention. Feel free to stop by. Close-minded skeptics are always welcome. Keep the change.
Thanks.
He reads her flyer.
Dr. Alex Fried. A classic.
In a run-down apartment block with an empty pool, Jack is asleep in bed. He gets up and starts hitting a punch bag.
Me too.
A new day. Jack is opening his mail and watching TV.
Now, Channel 13, Action News in High Definition continues.
I'm Casey Smith. We're back with a breaking news alert. An accident near Searchlight.
And I'm Trisha Keane. We're going to take you to our reporter live on the scene.
Officials are calling it the worst chlorine spill in state history. A 5-mile security perimeter has been established. Highway patrol officers have been rerouting traffic since the early morning hours. And we're now being told this section of Route 95 will be closed indefinitely. This is Natalie Gann reporting.
At the crash site, a large black SUV is let through the police barrier. An army sniper follows it course to the main site, which is filled with people in white tents. Above a ridge, the men in suits closely scan the arid ground. The main man, Henry Burke, grabs onto a colleague's leg just as he is about to put his foot down. Burke moves some twigs and scans a footprint. Inside a massive truck, a younger man, Matheson, inspects the prints they have found.
The cast we pulled out of the trench indicated a distinct pattern alternating between the depth of the impressions here and here, suggesting not one but two separate EBEs. They were moving fast, bipedal, possibly humanoid in form.
Review every data gathering entity within a 50-mile radius starting upon impact. Look out for any anomalies.
In Vegas, a black SUV is blocking Jack's taxi.
Hey, you guys gotta move this thing. I gotta go. Come on.
Jack! Don't return phone calls anymore?
Mr. Wolf thinks you're being rude.
Well, tell Wolf that when I said it was the last time, I meant it.
Mr. Wolf decides when it's the last time. Not you, Jack.
He likes you, Jackie. Hates to see you wasting your God-given driving talent giving fat tourist cab rides up and down the strip. Buddy, what kind of life is that?
It's what I'm late for.
Jack grabs both men.
Got a death wish?
I drive a cab in Vegas.
You're dead, Jack.
Hey! What are you doing? And are you insane? Then move this thing out of the taxi zone now before I give you a ticket.
See you soon, Jackie.
The SUV backs away and Jack drives off. He looks in one side of his mirrors, and then his rear-view mirror. There are a couple of teenagers in the back seat, a girl and a boy with blonde hair.
Where'd you come from?
Outside.
Yeah, I figured that part out on my own. How'd you get in the car?
Through that portal.
I'm Seth. This is my sister, Sarah. We require your transportation services immediately.
Really?
Well, I require...
currency transaction.
Would this amount suffice?
Would you two rob a bank?
Is this acceptable, Jack Bruno?
How'd you know my name?
If we have a deal for your services, we must move forward rapidly. It's urgent we get to our destination without delay.
All right, I'm going. Where to?
The boy looks at a high-tech gadget.
I need an address.
We must travel in that direction.
Well, I'm going to need something a little bit more specific than just that direction.
We must locate latitude 40.54, cross-intersecting longitude.
We're just going to stick with that direction.
Back at the crash site truck.
We tracked the two sets of EV footprints on and off for 7.3 miles, finally losing them at a rest stop off the highway.
4 hours, 19 minutes post-impact, there was a highway patrol incident report filed at, the exact same rest stop. A car trunk was burglarized, no signs of forced entry.
Give me something better than that, Mr. Pope.
Stolen clothing belonging to a couple of teenagers.
All right, we're in the game, people. Let's roll with this. Now, two kids don't walk down the highway alone at night.
We got a senior citizen's bus.
Landing roughly at the same time, same rest stop.
39 people exit.
Fast forward to the passengers re-entering the vehicle.
Fast forwarding.
Stop.
What do you want?
Please.
There. Looks like the bus picked up some extra baggage.
Route schedule indicates next stop.
Sin City.
I want total access to every single surveillance camera Vegas has turned on. Check office buildings, warehouses, restaurants, department stores. Look in sewer systems if you have to.
ATMs, Freeman Street and Main to be exact. 12:45 p.m. Bank records indicate they withdrew the entire contents of the machine, $15,000. And also, they never used a card. They never even touched the machine, not once.
These EBEs possess some extraordinary skills.
Bingo. Here's the cab company's security camera. Keep your eyes on the back door of the cab. Right there.
Synchronous satellite feed. Get me a license plate. Ground transport now. And no matter what they appear to look like, gentlemen, they're not children. They're not even human.
Back at the taxi, and Jack is driving down a long straight road through the Nevada desert. The meter reads $397.40.
Are your parents going to be okay with you guys spending all this money?
We have previously agreed upon a financial deal. If your concern is regarding your compensation...
My concern is the fact that I got a couple of kids in the back of my cab with a big wad of cash, with a drop-off location that's pretty much in the middle of nowhere. Now, in my book, that's a little chapter called Running Away.
Jack, you better be getting desert miles on that fare.
And they better be able to pay. And you better get me an ETA.
I'm losing reception, Dominic.
Jack?
Oh, come on!
The kids look out the back window.
Jack Bruno, the vehicles behind us are indicating a pattern of pursuit.
There's no vehicles following.
At your current rate of speed versus theirs, they will overtake our vehicle in less than 1 minute.
Relax, kid. I'm just gonna let them pass.
Jack slows the taxi down, winds down his window, and waves the three black SUVs on. The kids look...
Open road, people! It's all yours.
The first SUV drives alongside the taxi. Someone looks at the kids in the back and Jack in the front from the blanked-out windows.
What did I tell you? Nobody's following us. I'm the king of these roads.
All of a sudden, the first SUV spins to the block road. Jack's taxi spins around and he manages to control the taxi and drive away from the other SUVs. The SUVs follow in hot pursuit.
I said it was out and I meant it!
Who is Mr. Wolf, Jack Bruno?
How do you know that? Get down now!
The kids duck. Jack's taxi is then wedged between two of the SUVs. The cars sway from side to side. Jack also bashes the cars, trapping him.
Hold
on. Jack manages to escape.
He is just a cab driver, right?
Jack Bruno, it would appear we have not eluded them.
I'm so over this. Stay down! Stay down!
Seth, no. It's not a good idea.
I have to try.
It's too dangerous.
Seth dematerializes from the seat onto the ground.
Look out!
An SUV hits him and breaks into pieces. It flips and crashes. The girl, Sarah, points her finger at Jack's brake pedal.
Now what?
She turns his gear stick into reverse and makes the taxi head towards the crashed SUV. The men in suits are inside.
You two okay?
We are.
We should just keep moving.
You gotta stay here.
What, you didn't get the message? I told Frank and Marty I was out. You tell Wolf for me that he's gonna pay for my repairs.
You are in way over your head here. I want a complete profile on the driver.
You think he's collaborating?
Either way, he's a liability. Well, get me some air transport.
The taxi goes on its way across the desert.
How you two holding up back there?
We're fine.
I'm sorry I dragged you two into all this.
There's no need for you to apologize, Jack Bruno. You're not always the one to blame.
But the urgency of our trip has not decreased.
Look, don't worry. I'll get you to where you need to go. You've earned it.
It's now dusk, and the taxi is making its way up a rocky hillside.
We're here, Jack Bruno.
Here? There's nothing here.
There is a small wooden house.
Somebody expecting you to, right? It doesn't look like anyone's home.
Don't worry, Jack Bruno. We'll soon be reunited with relatives.
Okay, $720.50. But after everything that went down today, how about I knock off 25%? Yeah. I also...
The kids pay and leave.
Okay, then. Goodbye to you two.
500% tip?
That's reasonable.
He rolls his eyes and gets out of the cab.
Hey! You guys overpaid! By a lot! Unbelievable.
Jack looks towards the house.
Everything okay in there?
He approaches the porch.
Hello?
The house is in darkness. He grabs a wooden stick. Seth touches him.
What just happened? What?
Jack Bruno, you should not have jeopardized your life by following us.
Well, what sort of trouble are you doing?
I suggest you return back to your vehicle. Your services are no longer required.
Seth, he's just trying to help.
You need his help. Somebody's already been here looking for it. You simply cannot trust any of them. Just us, Sarah.
We appreciate your efforts to assist us, Jack Bruno. But my brother is right. We can involve you no further.
Got it.
Let's go.
Hey, just tell me what's going.
This way. Hurry up, Sarah.
The kids run off as the light bulb sways. A tall metallic figure is standing behind Jack. As the light passes again, the figure is gone. Jack follows. Seth attaches his electronic device to the wall.
What is that?
It opens a secret door in a cupboard.
Oh, hey!
Don't go in the pimped out fridge, Jack.
Hey!
Jack hesitates, then enters the passageway. Someone is watching them. Jack walks into darkness. In the passageway, Seth puts his device onto another wall and presses buttons on it. Another door slides open. The kids and Jack enter the next passage. The passage leads to a dark room. They all look up in wonder as tall, crystal-like sculptures with pods attached are before them.
What is this place?
This way.
Hey.
Seth looks at his device and follows its lead. They pass through ferns to reach a slimy large pod. The pod starts pulsing and glowing as the teenagers stand closer to it. Sarah places a necklace with a spaceship-shaped pendant on it. It glows red. Sarah reaches her hand into the pod and pulls something out of it.
What is it?
It is what we came for, Jack Bruno.
Really? Is anyone else looking for it? Say, the person who trashed everything upstairs?
We think so. It is very valuable, which is why it was so vital that we locate it first.
And what makes you so sure that whoever else wanted it isn't still looking for it?
With his large stick in his hands, Jack guides the kids back through the ferns. Jack hits the pursuer with his stick to no effect. He is sent flying by the attacker. The kids run off. It is the metallic figure, the Siphon. As Jack lies on the ground and the kids hide, they see its large feet trudge past them. The feet stop by Jack. Out of its arm comes a laser gun. It fires and hits one of the pods. The Siphon fires at the other pods and they catch fire one by one. The fire spreads through the ferns.
Go, stop!
The kids are thrown backwards from the last blast and land heavily on the ground. They get up and continue running. Sarah drops the object she has taken from the pod. The Siphon is about to pick it up, but Sarah manages to grab it as Jack lunges at the figure. The Siphon is knocked, but throws Jack into a tree trunk. Sarah makes a flaming pod, hit the Siphon, and it is knocked over.
We gotta go!
They manage to make it back into the passageway. The Siphon gets ready to fire again. Just as he shoots, Seth barely manages to close the secret doorway. The blast knocks him all over. Jack has Seth on his shoulders.
Go, 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 go! Let's go, let's go!
They leave the house and head towards the taxi. Flaming pods shoot out of the ground, which they manage to dodge. They all get in the taxi. On a quiet road, Seth stirs.
Hey, how's your brother doing?
His system has the ability.
I will be fine. It is important we gain much distance from this location.
Now, I'm happy you're feeling better. Because you're going to need your strength when you try to explain to me just what happened back there. All right, here's the deal. The cab doesn't move until your mouths do. So start talking.
The information you are seeking is not within your grasp of understanding.
We are dealing with issues outside the realm of your world.
Hey, I'm a cab driver, okay? I have had plenty of worldly experience.
A bright light approaches.
Sarah, we have to go!
Sarah makes the car go.
What is it?
The taxi leaves the road and races down the hill. Back on the road, Jack turns the car lights off and heads into a dark railway tunnel.
Who is he? And this time I need real answers.
It's a siphon.
A what?
He's an assassin trained to pursue his target until his mission is completed.
And his mission is...
us.
The siphon's light shines through the tunnel towards the taxi. Jack grips his steering wheel. They all hold their breath as the light gets closer. It stops by the car's bumper. The light goes. They continue along the railway track at the edge of the hill.
Is there a safer route, Jack Bruno?
Not unless you know how to fly.
Jack sees the siphon's spaceships through the clouds. The car is hit, but they continue driving. They head into another tunnel. The siphon follows. The tunnel is slightly too narrow for the spacecraft. The spacecraft keeps hitting the sides of the tunnel.
Come on, hold it together! Oh, come on!
Faster! Faster!
It won't go any faster!
Sarah takes the speed from 100 to 130. The train driver tries to slow down. just managed to escape, but the train hits the craft. A carriage heads for them, but goes over the top of the taxi. They continue on their way. Next, Burke is being briefed.
Jack Bruno. In and out of juvie and state pen since he was a kid. Grew up poor in Midland, Texas. Showed promise cutting his teeth driving demolition derby and dirt track. Ironically, at age 16, his parents died in a car wreck.
At 17, he ran away from his foster home, and he headed to Las Vegas in the hopes of going from stock car to NASCAR. Instead, he found work as a wheelman for Andrew Wolf, the Vegas crime boss. His last bust was 2 years ago, Grand Theft Auto. He got out, went legit, and he's been driving a cab ever since.
Just spoke to Jack Bruno's boss at Yellow Cab. Bruno took a fare a significant distance out of the city. Dispatcher claims he's been unable to make radio contact for several hours.
Does the cab have a tracking device?
LoJack. Until it stopped transmitting 28 minutes ago. For some crazy reason, the last location was on train tracks.
Jack is working on the car engine.
No. We cannot trust him.
I know we can. We must.
Couple of kids, big wad of cash. What could go wrong?
We know you're frustrated, Jack Bruno.
No, no more Jack Bruno this, Jack Bruno that. I've been asking for
answers.
You already
know the answers, Jack Bruno. My brother and I are indeed not from your planet.
Nonsense. So that's it? Mystery solved. You two want me to believe that you're both aliens.
It is the truth.
Really? Well, you don't look like aliens.
Well, what does an alien look like, Jack Bruno?
Do you know what aliens look like? They look like little green people with antennas and laser guns that take me to your leader, Earthlings. Ooh.
You require some sort of proof. He thinks we're insulting his intelligence.
You think? You just can't drop the "we're aliens" bomb just like that on somebody. Now, I know I've seen some pretty weird things today, but you can't expect me to believe that...
Sarah moves objects in front of Jack.
I have the ability to move objects with my mind.
That's impossible.
No, it's quite possible. On our planet as well as yours. You don't do it because you haven't learned to use your full brain capacity.
No, I don't do it because it's kind of creepy, and I really would like you to stop.
Jack Bruno!
Some bright lights are heading towards them. It's a large lorry. Burke's helicopter flies over the train crash site.
The train engineer is banged up, but alive. Last thing he saw in the tunnel was our taxi and a set of flying lights. He figured it must have been a small plane.
Small plane? Whoa. You guys think that there's a chance there's a second ship?
You have the ability to fly at the speed of light, yet you use a beat-up cab? I don't think so.
Secure the site. Catalog every piece of debris. I want to know what's train, what's cab, and what's left.
The siphon is in the bushes next to the site. Injured, he produces his laser and patches up his wounded arm. Back with Jack and the kids, the car shunts into a dark car garage.
Hello! Anyone here?
We're closed.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I know you're closed, but we've experienced a little bit of car trouble, so I was
hoping...
We're
still closed. You should experience your car trouble when we're open.
Well, I'll work on that next time. But this time, I really need
Jack
you to
Bruno,
make sure that...
The only thing that will convince Eddie Cortez to reopen for business will be a significant amount of money.
Hey, wait a minute. Do I know you?
No, absolutely not. You don't know them from anywhere. I'll pay you double your rate.
Why not triple?
Done.
Huh? What'd you get in a fight with, a rhinoceros? Poor rhino.
Poor rhino, I know.
I don't even know where to start with this, baby.
Well, where you could start is replacing the front shocks and the tie rods and patch up the radiator, fix the exhaust, and if you have four tires, I'll take those too. You got 1 hour.
At a bar. Jack leads the kids into the packed venue and finds them a table.
Over here. Come on, sit. Sit. Sit down.
I hope you do not act upon your thought of making a fast break out of the back door of Ray's, escaping Stony Creek. Never to look back at us again.
How do you know that?
My sister also has the gift of telepathy. She can read the minds of those nearest to her.
Really? Well, you tell your sister that here on Earth, reading minds, very rude. Don't do that.
Guys, welcome to Rains. My name is Tina, and I'm going to be your server.
Wow. Look at the two of you.
What do you mean, look at the two of them? They look like regular, innocent, all-American kids.
Well, look like they just rolled around in a pig pen right before dinner, that's all.
Evening, Tina.
Sheriff Anthony, your table's waiting for you. I'm gonna send you a round of Frito pies, huh?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Tina.
Now, why don't the two of you come with me, and we'll get you all cleaned up, huh?
We'll be back. Jack.
I've been trying you all night.
Where are you? You dropped that ferry yet?
No, Gina, it's really, really complicated right now.
Uncomplicated. I want my cab back. Spotless.
Dominic, I gotta go.
Got him. Stony Creek.
Okay, get us ground transport. I want a clean extraction in 20 minutes.
You know, I think it would be
best for everyone if Seth and I found another ride.
Seriously, you gotta stop doing that.
Jack Bruno, it is understandable that you are scared and confused considering all that has occurred today.
I'm not scared. Just a little confused. But the bottom line is, you guys need someone from NASA or the Air Force, not me.
If you abandon us now, our mission will be in serious jeopardy.
Hey, look, I'm just trying to be honest here, okay? I'm the wrong guy.
A wise human once said, you are what you think you are.
Yeah, well, why don't you find that guy and ask him?
It was the Buddha. He's unavailable.
How is it that beings on your planet could be so large in form, yet feel so small inside?
She touches his hand.
Maybe you need help too, Jack Bruno.
Dominic, I told you
are they safe, Jack?
Who is this?
My name is Henry Burke. I work within the Department of Defense. I handle their more sensitive cases.
What do you mean, sensitive?
I suspect we both know the answer to that question.
Look, they're just kids. They don't want any trouble, neither do I.
Good.
Then we're on the same page. Trouble is the last thing I want as well.
But what I do want, and I'm counting on you to help me here, are your two passengers.
What are you gonna do with them?
Do you care this much about everyone that gets into your cab? You're a convicted felon, Jack.
Spent most of the day breaking one law after another. For what? For them?
What do you want me to do?
Now make a scene.
You walk them into Ray's, you can walk them out. I'll take it from there. And to show my appreciation for your trouble,
I'll wipe your slate clean.
Just walk away, huh? No harm, no foul?
That's right, just walk away. You've got 5 minutes, Jack. Then it's all over.
5 minutes. See you then.
Burke and lots of gunmen are outside.
I don't trust him. Cover all the exits.
They surround the perimeter.
They're here for us, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I knew we couldn't trust him, Sarah.
Excuse me, Sheriff.
It's too late. We have to run.
Wait.
I was just wondering what your town's policy is regarding concealed firearms.
Excuse me?
There's a whole lot of guns coming in right now.
They head away from the sheriff as Burke enters the bar. The sheriff approaches Burke.
Can I help you boys out?
Official government business. Excuse me.
Officially my town. That makes it my business.
Mr. Carson.
Carson and Matheson pull out their guns and point them at the sheriff. The sheriff's men point theirs at the unarmed government men.
You're making a big mistake, Sheriff.
I'll take my chances.
Dude, I told you I should have a gun.
Now might not be the best time to bring that up. Dude.
It's not good.
Follow me.
The waitresses show them the way out.
Idea who you're dealing with.
Burke hands the sheriff his ID card. The sheriff pulls out his phone.
There's a lock from the outside. We gotta find another.
Hey.
Seth puts his hand through the door and opens the lock from outside.
Or we could do that. Whatever that is.
My brother has the ability to control his molecular density, which allows him to phase through solid objects or withstand the greatest of impacts.
It's neat. Real neat.
Well, you've got some mighty big friends and some mighty big places. You check out.
Jack and the kids escape onto the roof and climb down onto an RV. They land in a yard. As the dog prepares to attack Jack, he shields his face with his arms. The dog is now licking Sarah's face.
We appreciate your understanding. Let's go.
We got open hatch leading to the roof.
We're on our way.
Eddie, time's up. We gotta go.
Whoa, this dress took a lot of work to do on her.
Next time we're in town, we'll make an appointment.
Hey, you want my card or?
No.
Jack reverses the taxi out of the garage. Beck on foot sees them drive off.
Taxi's on the move. I want every possible escape route locked down. I want that cab and everyone in it.
There's too many of them, Tal, run. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
With her hand, Sarah blows up the black SUVs. In the yard of the bar, Burke goes to shoot but is attacked by the dog.
Put down all legends now!
Burke shakes off the dog.
Say goodbye to Stony Creek.
No, not now, come on! Sarah, are you doing this? Sarah, I said...
The dog jumps in.
Oh, absolutely not. This junkyard is not going with us. I'm done picking up stray passengers.
The car starts again and they drive off.
Those guys who were chasing us, they were the same ones from the highway, right?
Yes. It is vital that you take us to their base of operation.
You want me to take you to the guys who are trying to kill you? Let me explain to you how we do things here on Earth. People who want you dead, you avoid. That way you stay alive. Make sense?
No one on your planet will stay alive if we do not return to our planet. In order to return, we need our ship.
Those men who were trying to kill us have stolen our ship. Make sense?
Where do you suggest we begin our search?
I don't suggest we begin searching at all. I do suggest we go back to Vegas and I drop you off right where you got on.
You too.
It's just as I thought. No human is gonna help us, Sarah. Especially not this human.
Hey, hey, easy on the human bashing, okay? Some of my best friends just happen to be human. And even if I were to help you, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I don't know anything about UFOs or aliens or...
Who's Dr. Alex Friedman?
She's actually somebody who can help. And for the record, she happens to be human.
Burke scans for the taxi in a helicopter.
No sign of the taxi from anyone yet.
Extend the search. They're out there.
It's now dawn, in the taxi.
Sarah?
He would appreciate you pulling over so that he can relieve himself.
Well, we don't have time for that. He should have went before we left Stony Creek.
He isn't pleased with your attitude.
Really? Is that the way he feels? Well, you remind him that I'm a man and he's a dog. And I'm not about to have this or any conversation with a dog. So my answer is still no.
The taxi is now stopped, and the dog is running back into the taxi.
Junkyard says thank you.
Did he now? Is there anything else he wants?
He said he would love a bone or a meaty treat.
Top of my to-do list. Just get in.
The taxi continues on its journey on the dusty track. They arrive back in Las Vegas. They pull up to the UFO Space Expo. Jack approaches a valet.
Hey. I need you to keep the cab close and give the dog some water. And, give him a meaty treat. Okay, so stay close to me. Don't talk to anyone. Nice and normal.
I'm telling you, you walked right past me. Bad move.
This was captured by a far imaging telescope at the University of Bonn less than 48 hours ago. What I want to direct your attention to is this.
That looks like a smudge.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Was it a spaceship? Did they abduct you?
Excuse me?
The aliens that abducted you, were they the Greys? Or the lizard people?
What? No, I wasn't abducted by anyone.
How do you know? Well, Dr. Harlan's last book was all about how the aliens can erase your memory with probes.
Donald Harlan's
book?
You
may have been probed.
It's pure science fiction. People, I am talking about science fact here. Hard data, not crop circles.
Have you ever actually been inside a crop circle?
I have. It was huge. It's where the mothership landed, where they took me on board, where I was married to an alien woman.
That is it. I will not answer any more questions about alien abductions, crop circles, or Dr. Harlan. Is that clear? Just, if we could just get back to the matter at hand. People, hello, excuse me. I promise it would be worth it. The Blue Nebula.
We got a hit on Bruno's license plate. They're back in Vegas.
Jack and the kids enter Dr. Fryman's conference room.
The cattle mutilation lecture doesn't start for an hour, but grab a seat. This place will be packed. It always is.
We're here to see you, actually.
Oh.
It's Jack Bruno we met earlier.
We did?
Cab? Airport to hotel? Driver?
Oh, the non-believer. What are the odds?
Hey, is there some place we could talk?
The crowds in here making you uncomfortable?
Even more private than this.
Look, no offense, but I'm pretty...
She's doubting her thesis on Gliese 581 and Alcubierre's warp drive.
How did you know that?
Oh, it gets a lot better. Trust me.
Are you insane?
I just thought you, of all people, would understand and want to help.
Why? Because I'm the nut job speaking at the UFO convention? Don't answer that.
I know. It sounds really crazy.
You think? Hey, please don't touch that. You captured an image of our ship. The smudge? You're telling me you think the smudge is your spaceship?
No, we don't think it's our spaceship. We know it is our spaceship.
That's it. I'm out. Now, excuse me, I'll just grab my laptop and...
Her hand goes straight through the laptop. As it falls to the floor, Sarah telepathically stops it and slowly brings it back up again to place it in Dr. Friedman's hands.
Oh, they can also do all this stuff, too.
Who are you? Show her.
He takes out his electronic device. The device takes them to a simulation of the galaxy. Other worlds surround them. Alex looks up in wonder as little meteorites float past them and stars light up the sky.
The answer is here, standing right in front of me. I'm sorry. I'm very excited. Right. Where are you from?
Our planet is located some 3,000 light years from Earth.
Space travel of such sizable distance
is possible using a paradoxical passage in the unbounded...
Wormholes. That's it.
My presentation at SETI National Convention was right. Interstellar travel is possible using wormholes as a shortcut through space.
That was my first guess as well, the wormholes. Continue, Doctor.
Why did you come to Earth?
Our planet is dying. Millennia of neglect has rendered our atmosphere unbreathable.
That sounds familiar. Our parents are scientists who have studied Earth's changing climates in hopes of finding a solution for our planet's future.
Our people's fears began to rise, and then our parents discovered something our leaders were very interested in.
Your planet makes a suitable living environment for our kind. It would be simplest to abandon our dying planet and occupy yours.
Okay, so wait, I'm helping you conquer my own planet?
No! Most of the people on our planet are fiercely opposed to this plan.
But fear of extinction triumphed among our people.
But then our parents discovered a solution. An experiment at an outpost here was successful in regenerating life into all previous dying plants and trees.
Which would enable the reoxygenating of your poisoned atmosphere.
So what's the problem?
Our military. They preferred a solution of invasion over science.
Which is why we had to hurry and retrieve the experiment. All proof that our planet can be saved and your planet spared is in here.
Where are your parents again?
They were arrested for their opposition.
We agreed to complete the task for them.
And what about the assassin?
Assassin?
What assassin?
The Siphon Warrior series, Duranian 75, was created by our military.
They're bred to hunt?
They're bred to kill. And if we don't return back home in time, the invasion will proceed.
We seriously need to find your spaceship.
They head into the crowded expo.
So how well do you know this guy?
Well, we've done a few panels and debates together on opposite sides, but no one knows the shadow world of UFO government conspiracies better than Harlan. Not now, Whitman.
Well, hello, Dr. Friedman. So, you finally decided to accept my offer of a romantic Benihana dinner for two. Huzzah!
What?
three years ago. At a screening of the Cooper footage, you were in the fourth row, second seat, in a saucy flower print.
Sorry, I keep my work and social life separate. I don't date colleagues.
Colleagues, indeed.
Listen, we need to see Harlan right away.
Doctor! Harlan is presently unavailable for consultations. We're more than qualified to answer any questions.
There is no time for that. It is a matter of life and death that we see Harlan now.
Life and death? Ooh, uber scary drama queen theatrics. What's a 411 stitch?
Okay. You're currently alive. Unless you take us to Harlan, you'll be dead.
Okay, we should go together if you want to right now.
Outside by a trailer.
Go away! The book signing's not till 4:30. Read the brochure!
Harlan, it's Alex Friedman.
Dr. Alex Friedman. Kelsa Priest.
We have to speak with you immediately. It is incredibly important.
The black SUVs race through the streets.
So you're saying the three of you witnessed this reported UFO crash?
That's right.
We were wondering if there was any intel out there amongst your sources.
I hate lying. I really don't like lying. I can tell when people are lying to me. But thankfully, your story checks out with all the reports I got from SETI and NORAD and NASA.
We have reason to believe a team of government-sponsored covert operatives recovered the spacecraft.
Okay, back up a little. This is not space camp. Let the experts do their work. You know, you're very lucky, you two, that you didn't come face to face with the aliens who are in that craft. They're like deadly praying mantises. They eat your flesh.
Oh, yes, we are indeed lucky kids not to have had our flesh eaten by the aliens.
You got that right. Okay, let's go to work here. I got an email from a source that sent me this satgram.
Where would they take the spaceship? 51, Nellis, Wright-Patterson, Vandenberg?
Well, from the size and scope of the crash, I would say there's only one possibility.
Which mountain?
What, are we a singing group here? Let me talk and you guys nod.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Which mountain? Let's take a look. Here we go. California. About 50 miles from the border of Nevada, and it's one of our top secret facilities. I got a schematic here someplace. You know, if you're planning on visiting, don't. When I say this place is fortified up to the yin-yang, I'm making an understatement. Here's the schematic, and do you have the book?
Yes, I do.
All right, then. Here's an aerial view.
Thank you, Harlan, for everything.
Whatever trouble you're in, trust no one.
They head back into the expo.
Thank you, both of you. Seth and I understand that you don't have to go forward with us, and yet you choose to.
You're welcome. And don't worry, we're gonna get you home. Promise. I'm gonna go grab my stuff. Let's meet upstairs in the convention at my booth. Then we get your cab.
Alex, listen. I can't let you come with us.
What?
If half of what Harlan says is true, it's way too dangerous. They got in my cab, they're my problem.
No. I have spent my entire life preparing for this moment, and now when I have two actual aliens in need of my help, you want me to walk away? It's not gonna happen. Man up, soldier. I'm in. Just lay low till we meet up.
Sure, great. Lay low. Easy.
How hard could that be?
She thinks you're very handsome.
Really?
And smarter than you think you are.
So she was thinking about me, huh?
At least as much as you're thinking about her.
So she didn't happen to mention in her thoughts that I was,
It's showtime, everybody! Space Expo number 9 gets upstairs! Come on!
Should we go upstairs now?
Yeah. Let's go upstairs.
He looks back at Alex.
Hey, do you think she was thinking about... Seth! Sarah! Seth!
Jack.
I tried to warn you, Jack. Mr. Wolf doesn't take rejection well.
This is so not a good time.
You're out of time, Jack.
Well, well, well! If it isn't the Rebel Alliance cab driver, scum! Not such a tough guy out of your ship, are you, womp rat? You're in our house now.
Jack grabs the stormtrooper's fake guns and hits Wolfmans with them.
Move!
Burke and his men enter the expo.
Hi, I'm Sunday. Welcome to Planet Hollywood. Are you gentlemen here for the UFO Space Expo?
Wouldn't miss it.
Jack goes through the expo.
Seth! Sarah!
At the entrance, a lot of people notice someone coming in.
Costume's great, man.
Seth! Sarah!
He approaches two blonde-haired kids.
Seth.
Everyone stares at the mysterious figure. Other people are watching a show.
A sure hope we have enough fuelage to get back to planet Earth, Conrad.
Fear not, Celeste. We must get to the ship.
My leg!
Oh, no! Look at that beast from another galaxy!
Oh, so disgusting and scaly!
Didn't I tell you two to stay by my side?
I heard you the first time.
Is this reenactment an important piece of Earth's history?
Stand back, you beast!
No. Come on. Let's go. We gotta go.
Jack Bruno.
The Siphon appears on stage. The audience cheer his arrival, thinking it's part of the show. Sarah makes some lighting fall down and knock over the Siphon into a large video panel.
Let's go! Let's go!
Ever.
Burke's men have appeared. The Siphon clenches his fists and rises. Jack and the kids go down the fire escape door and into another part of the expo.
Other way, other way.
They see Matheson come up an escalator and leave as Matheson's men head into the same direction as them. As they pass through some slot machines, Burke cuts off their exit. Jack looks behind him and Matheson is there.
Sarah, are you listening to what I'm thinking?
Sarah waves her arms and all the slot machines start paying out. Alex exits the lift to find the casino in chaos. Burke and his men dash out of the casino, knocking people on their way. Now in the black SUVs, they race after Jack's taxi. The taxi drives up on pavements to avoid the traffic. The police start chasing. Hurtling around corners, pedestrians stare in disbelief. The taxi knocks over metal newspaper dispensers on the street as it tries to avoid cars. All of a sudden, the taxi's exit is cut off by two SUVs in front. They are surrounded. Burke speaks into a walkie-talkie.
We got him. All suspects, no one else interferes.
Greetings, Earthlings.
It's Dr. Harlan and two sci-fi nerds. Harlan's mobile home is leaving Las Vegas on a long, straight, deserted road. The kids and dog are asleep as Alex sits in the front seat with Jack, who is driving.
I didn't even imagine they'd actually look human, much less like kids.
They're lucky you joined us, Doctor. We're lucky you joined us.
Luck has nothing to do with it. It's pure science. Chaos theory. The underlying order in apparently random data.
So more like fate?
Science. Think about it. What are the odds that they would crash near Vegas during a UFO convention? I got in your cab, then they got in your cab, and now we're all in Harlan's mobile home, loaded with his intel on where their ship is. That is not luck. That is a predetermined order of how things work in the universe.
Have you always been this positive?
I've always been a searcher for answers. Though my folks would say I was merely a daydreamer. How about you?
Me? I'm a much easier book to read. All my life, my answers have been yes or no. Zero gray areas.
Where's the Mustang fall? A yes or a no?
That's not just any Mustang. That's a 1968 Ford Mustang GT 390 Fastback. Steve McQueen's car and bullet.
Never seen Bullet?
No.
Well, it's currently a no. But one day I'm gonna earn that car. The honest way. And then it will be my yes.
Seth stares.
Jack?
What's up, pal?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Good in any universe, apparently. Well, Alex?
Yes.
She looks at a picture of a craggy mountainside. Outside, the mountain is just on the horizon. They park up and start hiding the vehicle with green foliage.
Well, the maps are 30 years old, but they're the best intel we've got. Looks to be about 5 miles from here to the entrance.
Okay. Let's rock and roll.
The team make their way over a river. A CCTV camera follows their progress. They make their way up a steep incline. At the top, Jack looks through his binoculars at the tunnel that leads through to the mountain. A roadblock has been set up.
There's got to be another entrance.
Alex looks and sees green army vans stopped at checkpoints.
If the map's right, there are several service tunnels spreading outward. Worth looking for, right?
Let's go.
Jack!
Sarah.
Sarah! Sarah! Seth!
Monster 3-1-20.
Mr. Bruno, and I believe Dr. Friedman.
What did you do to them?
Consider yourself lucky. I could have had you both shot on sight for trespassing and violation of U.S. government property.
Jack starts attacking Burke's men, but they quickly overpower him and he falls to the floor. Sarah is on a stretcher, covered in tin.
There you go. Quiet. Sir, with all due respect, you have to listen to me. They came in peace. We cannot respond with violence. The future of Earth depends on it. It is absolutely vital that they get home.
They are home, Dr. Friedman. They're now in my custody.
Custody? You can't expect to keep them prisoner and get away with it. They have rights.
They're illegal aliens on U.S. soil without so much as a passport. The Patriot Act enables me to detain them for as long as is necessary.
You can't keep this quiet. The world has the right to know that they exist.
And you're going to be the one to blow the whistle, Doctor.
What?
A failed astrophysicist fired by three universities for obsessing over UFOs teams up with an ex-con and declaring that the government has captured two normal-looking kids and is holding them hostage inside a mountain that doesn't exist. It'd be so much easier to let you speak than to deal with all the paperwork involved with killing you.
Someone won't believe us.
From behind bars? Let me remind you, Mr. Bruno, as a convicted felon, you're looking at 20 years just for standing on this mountain talking to me. Shall I go on?
No. I get the message.
Smart man. Give them a lift back down.
What? That's it? It's over?
I'm sorry. I will not go back to prison.
Let's go.
Jack and Alex are now in the back seats of a Green Army pickup truck.
Thankfully, Seth and Sarah didn't have to witness how quickly you gave up.
I told them from the beginning it was a suicide mission, and I wasn't wrong.
They trusted you. I trusted you.
Yeah, well, join the club of everybody else in my life who are disappointed.
They will dissect them like frogs in a high school biology class. You know that.
Whatever. It's not my problem, and it never will.
Hey!
As Alex slaps Jack, one of the guards looks back at them. Jack punches him in the face and also... Jack smashes the driver's head through the window and throws them both out onto the rocky road.
By the way, that slap? Very realistic. When did you know?
You haven't bailed on the kids yet. Why start now?
Seth and Sarah are strapped in at a lab. Their devices are on the side.
How soon until the subjects are prepped?
They're heavily sedated. Minimal med tests proceeding within 48 to 72 hours.
Unacceptable. Commence the procedure.
We don't know enough about their systems.
Any sudden change could terminate the subjects.
You can't just kill them.
Mr. Pope! You would do well not to forget what our mission is.
Our orders come from Washington.
and Washington wants answers to some very complex questions. Our goal is to provide those answers.
Now, if you are doubting your
ability...
No. Sir.
Very good.
Commence the test, Mr. Matheson.
Right away, sir.
Initiating test.
The men look unsure. Outside, Jack is trying to prise a rusty iron opening. Alex goes to help.
Come in.
After you.
I'm right behind you.
Thanks.
Inside the tunnel is pitch black. As they reach the end, an iron grill halts their way. Jack lies on his back and uses both legs to knock out the iron grill. They are now in a large vertical tunnel with a small ladder leading up and down. Jack chooses the latter.
It's gonna be okay, I'm gonna be here the whole time. Be right below you, the whole time. Again.
They climb down slowly until the ladder shakes.
Oh, what's that?
Oh no, Jack. Exhaust furnace!
This way, this way! Come here! There's another tunnel right here!
Fire appears.
Hurry!
As the fire surges up towards them, they manage to scramble down to another tunnel opening. They slide down a long, steep tunnel. At the bottom, Jack catches Alex.
You okay?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Inside the facility, armed men in fatigues patrol the corridors.
Close to determining the source of their powers.
Yes, sir, containment's at 100%. We've recovered the two targets and their spacecraft.
I understand.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for sticking by me and the project. I know it's taken a long time to get here, but I think we both agree it's been worth our previous failures.
Alex and Jack stealthily make their way. Seth is unconscious.
All vitals appear to be stabilized.
Jack and Alex peer around a corner into the lab. In Burke's lab office, one of the CCTV cameras go down.
Penetration in Sector 28. Break. Tango 31.
All stations, general alert.
Bruno. Deadly force authorized.
Project Mundus troops, meet me in Sector 2.
Red alert. Security breach. Red alert. Red alert. Security breach. Red alert.
As the soldiers start scanning the area, the lab is cleared of all army personnel. Jack and Alex hide behind a moving weapons trailer. A flash of blue lights fire at the soldiers. They retaliate.
Fall back! Fall back! Get those men out of there!
Back at the lab.
Hi. Can I borrow that pen?
Alex and Jack knock out two lab techs.
I have three older brothers.
They see Seth and Sarah at a secure lab.
This area's been compromised.
Make sure the blast doors sealed.
Seal it up! Got an Alpha Level 1 breach in the main complex. All units respond. Isolate, lock down, and secure your sectors now!
Back at the lab, Alex and Jack are now in protective bodysuits. They walk down a corridor towards the science lab. They knock out two lab techs and try to free the kids. Another lab tech hits Jack around the back of his legs. Jack throws him out of a window. Another races for Alex, but she sprays him with an extinguisher and he falls through a glass window.
We're under attack. Repeat, all levels have been compromised. We're under attack.
Sir?
What was that?
No idea, but it's cutting down our troops. They're driving a path straight to
us. For the lab, let's go.
Move!
It's the siphon. At the lab, Jack tries to free the kids as Alec looks at the tubes running into them.
What is it?
Some sort of anesthetic.
Can you fix it?
I don't know, but I can try.
These locks are too strong.
It's oxygen.
We gotta hurry.
Alex moves some tubes around.
I can't get them open.
Seth awakes and frees himself from his chains. Sarah uses her mind to unlock hers. She sits up in bed, sees Jack, and smile forms on her face.
I'm gonna get you out of here.
Burke and his men are back at the lab. The lab techs are on the floor and the kids have gone. Jack opens a large iron door. They climb in.
It's over there.
Seth looks at his device. Jack motions them to follow him. Up above, two men in white coats walk alongside the top of a large tunnel. The men disappear from view, and the team walk up the stairs to get to the top of the tunnel. They look out at the platform below. It's the spaceship. Jack and Alex look amazed as Seth smiles. There are lab techs everywhere.
We have to hurry.
We'll tell them that.
Good idea.
Wait.
Alex puts on a lab coat and approaches the men.
Excuse me. Do you not hear the alarms? Work in this sector is to cease immediately. We have off-the-chart readings of sodium hypochlorite, xenon, hydrazine, and you don't even want to know how bad the gamma radiation is. But you're going to have to do some serious, and I mean serious, scrubbing down.
Who are you?
Who am I? Who am I? I'll tell you who I am. I am your worst nightmare and a court-martial soldier. Now, you can either do as you're told, or I can go tell Henry Burke you disobeyed his direct orders. Your call. Choose wisely.
Back with Burke.
Sir, I am pleased to inform you all personnel have evacuated the ship's hangar.
What are you talking about? On whose authority?
Yours? Sir?
Get out of the way!
Seth and Sarah are up by the entrance to their spaceship. Seth places his device on and lights it up. The spaceship also lights up and a large sliding door opens. White light pours from the inside. They ascend the ramp.
Thank you. We were having a hard time figuring that part out.
They are surrounded by armed men.
Jack.
A brave but empty gesture, Mr. Bruno.
They're just kids.
Seth walks forward and puts his hand on the device into Jack's hand. Sarah also holds his hand. Jack grabs onto Seth, defiant against Burke. Burke smiles. The soldiers start firing. The bullets cannot penetrate the team. An invincible force is protecting them, and bullets mushroom and fall to the floor. A large blast froze the men.
Go, go, run, run, run!
Get inside!
Get after them!
Alpha, quick left! Bravo, on me! Move, move!
To the shooting base!
It's the Siphon inside the space.
Cool.
We gotta get this thing up in the air. Let's go!
Seth and Sarah touch a number of controls.
Go, go, go!
The soldiers continue attacking the Siphon.
Dude, I can really use a gun right now. Well, thank you. This is a really big gun.
The men's bullets do nothing to the alien.
Activate the shields.
Power's at 25% and increasing.
No.
They try to take off but hit the walls of the chamber.
You do know how to fly this thing, right?
How do you think we got here?
Well, you crashed, remember?
Siphon!
Hold on!
They burst through the Siphon just as he fires.
Got him!
The spaceship makes its exit through the narrow tunnel.
Watch out!
Follow the tunnels! There you go!
Lock down the mountain!
They sway from side to side.
Watch out!
Just shut it down!
Watch out! Oh, the door!
Go, 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 go,
They make it high into the sky.
Airlock's jammed. I need to manually override the system.
You two fly. Just tell me what to do.
Outside, Jack tries to pry open a door. He is grabbed. It is the Siphon. He throws Jack around. Jack grabs hold of the Siphon's helmet and yanks it hard. Falling forward, he looks in his hands and he has the helmet. He looks up. The Siphon has a grotesque, slimy face with gills. He turns to face Jack. Seth appears behind him.
Jack!
You're better with the mask on.
The Siphon tries to hit Seth, but his arm goes straight through him. Jack and the Siphon fight, Jack framed back onto a buzzer. It opens the door to the power of the force shaft of the ship. Jack is thrown down the shaft but lands on the ledge before the force field. The Siphon jumps down after him. The Siphon grabs onto Jack's collar but Seth hits him round the head with his helmet. The helmet falls through the force field. The Siphon grabs at Seth but Jack grabs the Siphon and throws him down. The Siphon is hanging through the force field. Jack grabs onto the Siphon but then, with a sly smile, lets go. The Siphon falls into space. Seth closes the door and the spaceship rights itself. Sarah and Alex laugh in relief, back with Burke and his men.
Yes, he's here. Sir, it's Washington. I have some questions for you.
Sir.
You both must hurry. It's only a matter of time before they get here.
Don't worry about us.
Sarah and I want you to have this.
As long as it's in your possession, we'll always be able to find you.
It's one of their devices.
Thanks, sir.
Your parents will be very proud of what you've done here.
Alex hugs them.
Thank you, Alex.
I once said that we could never count on humans to help us, especially you. I was wrong, and for that I'm sorry.
You take care of yourself, and your sister too. Do you understand?
Yes.
Jack?
Sarah runs to hug him.
You guys remember that? Me and Alex, we're only a wormhole away. Okay.
I want you to promise me something. Take care of Junkyard for me.
Anything you want.
She touches his head and he has a strange feeling. He can read her mind. Seth and Sarah climb aboard and wave goodbye. Alex and Jack look in amazement as the spaceship takes off. In a flash, it disappears. Next at the sci-fi convention, Alex and Jack are on stage.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Thank you.
Dr. Harland.
Technically, I planned the whole mission.
Jack, Alex, and Junkyard walk through the busy convention. They walk up to the sci-fi nerds.
A big nebula guy.
Doctor. People want their book signed. The two stormtroopers speak to Jack and Alex.
Jack, come back, leave us! Come back to us, please!
They leave the convention and walk towards a taxi. The taxi pulls away to reveal a vintage black Mustang car. The device is ringing. They smile to each other.
Here we go.
As they leave Vegas, a sign reads, "Please drive carefully. Come back soon."